Blog Talk Radio.
Ha, y'all thought y'all was about to get some theme music, didn't y'all? What up, though? This is the new Decipher Podcast. This is your girl, Nunu, and I got my girl, Jay Nova. Say what's up to the people.
How are y'all feeling today?
Really? So you just going to come off all meek and humble right now?
I'm just mellowing out because we done got all our crazies out.
Hey, y'all don't even understand. Like, we literally, okay? And I do mean literally, got 30 minutes of nothing but bloopers for y'all one day. We not even going to play that today, but I'm just saying, I mean, y'all going to laugh so hard, y'all sides going to split. But that's okay, though. Today we here. It is November 24th. 2016. Happy Thanksgiving to the people who celebrate.
Happy Thanksgiving.
And I hope you have an awesome time with your family today and enjoy the lovely food and spread that I know all of y'all going to have. So, like, for real, though, we doing this podcast a little bit later than we normally would do it. But, you know, it's all good in the hood. We wide awake and we ready to talk and dive into these crazy topics that we got planned for today. I'm already, like, bugging out. But before we jump into the show, I just want to give a shout-out to my girl, Miss Lachelle Stokes. Girl, we got your back. We love you. And I just want
100%.
You to keep your head up. And just keep your head up and know that we got you and we here for you always. So,
absolutely.
Yeah. Just had to shout out my girl, let her know she's loved and appreciated.
Absolutely.
And I got to give a shout out to my girl, Erica Hunter, for running that damn Girl Talk. Man, listen, sis, you have taken the idea I started, and you have made it into a true sisterhood circle. And for that,
yeah,
I am forever grateful to you because you revitalized that whole idea. It was dead. It was, like, literally gone. Like, it was on the other side. And you resurrected that group to be such an awesome place for women to go and just express themselves and have support. And for that, I can never repay you enough. You are that chick. That's all I can say. You are that chick.
Yep.
So, yeah. But let's get it popping, man. Like, I am so freaking appalled by America right now. Do you understand what I'm saying? When I say right now?
Yes, ma'am. Yep. Mm-hmm.
I literally am appalled right now, okay? Because I just knew Hillary Clinton was going to be the next president of the United States. I just knew, and I'm like, yeah, Hillary going to do it. She going to get these votes. People going to come out, and we going to make it happen. And y'all disappointed me, man. Y'all disappointed me so bad. Like, I told y'all, you can't just sit on your hands, dog, and act like shit ain't going to go down, because it is. You know what I'm saying? Like, you have the power. Like, people are saying, you ain't got no power. Your votes don't count. They may not count in the sense that the Electoral College has the final say. But one thing our votes do is show them who is the popular candidate. It shows them who we'd rather have running this country. And because y'all failed to get your asses up and get out and vote, this motherfucker is now our president. And I hope y'all real proud of yourselves. And I hope y'all realize, notice I keep saying y'all because my ass ain't finna be here. I'm going to take me and Jen, we about to fly out to, like, a whole nother country somewhere.
Yeah.
And we're going to do the podcast from, like, Jamaica or some shit. Y'all motherfuckers going to be like, damn, where the hell they at? Man, we in Jamaica on the beach doing it live and direct. You heard me? Because he ain't finna be my president. I can't do it. You heard me? Like, it's too much. Like, who said Donald Trump could run the presidency? Like, this dude sold y'all a dream, and y'all took it and was like, yes, it's a reality. No, motherfucker, it's a dream. All that shit that he said he was going to do for all you low-class, you know, Anglo-Saxon, because I don't like to say white because it sounds so racist. All you Anglo-Saxon folks who thought he was repping for y'all, man, that dude don't care shit. And let me reiterate the word shit about you. And I'm ranting right now. You can feel free to stop me anytime, Jen. But I'm just saying, like, this right here is absolutely nuts, yo. Like, I can't even understand why they think that this was cool. And y'all done seen the movie The Purge, because that's the shit that's coming next. Y'all better be careful out
here. Yeah.
Like, straight up. Like, there's no coincidence that on election year they put out the fucking Purge election year. Like, really, dog? Y'all don't see the connections and stuff. The media tell you everything, and y'all sit there because y'all sleep. Y'all don't understand how it really is, you dig?
Mm-hmm.
And it's really sad, you know what I'm saying, that people just let stuff go over their head. But it's all good, you know what I'm saying? I'm just one voice in a sea of people. You're just one voice in a sea of people. What do we do?
About to go down. Yep.
What do we do?
About to go down. I think we need to find better ways to empower ourselves. We definitely need to be more independent amongst ourselves, so that this way we are not leaning nor led nor oppressed by a society that is not governed for us. It wasn't designed for us at all. It wasn't designed for minorities, is what I mean when I say us. It wasn't. It wasn't designed for us.
Nah, the system was designed against us, to be honest.
Yeah.
And it's
sad
it's that people don't see that, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
People just don't see, like, what's in front of them. They really don't.
Well,
but we can't talk no more about that election, because all I do is think about all that red on that map, and it pisses me off every single time. And I still don't think it's over, though. I don't necessarily think Trump going to be the president, to be honest with you.
I think it was a trick bag. I think that they knew all along exactly what they were going to do. They allowed, and I say allowed, this black president to come in, and all the while they're sitting there and devising all their little schemes and their plans, and they let him do whatever he was going to do, and now they're ready to snatch it back and just do whatever they're supposed to do or do whatever they were going to do from the beginning. And I think Trump, honestly, it's just a pawn. I really believe that he's a pawn. I think he believes that he's actually going to do something, but he's a pawn.
Yeah.
Bannon is the man that they want.
Yeah, and it's just crazy. Because clearly he's a racist, dog. Clearly.
Yep. Yep.
But, you know, I mean, allegedly Donald Trump and allegedly, you know, Steve Bannon has ties to the KKK. We don't really know. But, you know, it's sad that, you know, these are the people that we put in the White House. And y'all okay with that? Really? Let's get off of that. Anyway, so Donald Trump, you know what I'm saying? He is still in the news after all of this. Like, okay, so y'all put him in the White House. Now, this man just got done settling a $25 million lawsuit for that Trump University.
Yep.
And it's so funny because he said, basically, and I'm paraphrasing, he don't really have time to, he settled to get that out the way because he has other important things to do, like prepare himself for his presidency in the upcoming, for the upcoming presidency. So basically he's saying, mm-hmm. like, I have to get myself ready and pick my cabinet and pick my people. And I don't know. Like, this is spooky. It's scary. Like, the whole thing just doesn't sit right in my spirit. I'm just nervous and anxious and all of these things. Like, I don't like feeling that way. But it's just really crazy to me how, you know, things can go from cool to okay to horrible to worse than horrible. And everybody's yeah. just like, I don't even care. Like, I just kind of give up. It's like, really? Y'all tripping. But
yeah. Yeah, I do see that. I don't think that the people got the president that they deserve, but I believe the nation did. This
yeah.
nation has a lot of bloodshed that, you know, is crying out. It was built on top of bloodshed and the backs of people that were done wrong and great injustice. So I do believe that the nation as a whole got the president that they deserved. Unfortunately, the people may not have, and the people may suffer for that, but the nation did.
I can dig that, man. But it's just messed up that we have to, like, I weep for the children. That's who I weep for.
Mm-hmm.
Because the kids are going to have to, for the next 4 years, they have to grow up underneath this regime, whatever that may be. Because it's a regime. It's not a presidency. It's definitely some type of regime or some type of law and order tactic. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we got to go back to being the good niggers. Because as soon as you get out of pocket, anything can happen to you. You know?
Yep. I believe that. I do. I also think that this, although in the midst of, you know, the madness, I think that this is an opportunity for people to really cultivate and to bring their dreams into fruition and to really see what they're made of. A lot of people sit on their dreams and their goals and aspirations because they don't think that they're going to manifest, or they don't think that they have what it takes, or whatever the case may be. But it is nothing like being led by a person who doesn't have your best interest at heart to make you quicken those steps to make something happen for you, so that this way you're no longer a slave to the 9-to-5 or the government and the government system. You become your own boss. I think this is a good time for that.
True indeed.
That's just the light part in the dark places, because I do believe that even throughout all of the madness, there's always something that has to be learned, and there's also a time for perseverance, and I think that this is definitely it. You can rise above.
You know, it's crazy. I keep telling my mom, we survived 8 years of Bush. We should be able to survive 4 years of Trump, but I think even Trump is more dangerous than Bush. This whole situation is more dangerous. Not necessarily because of Trump per se, but the people around him is what makes this more dangerous.
Yeah. They can be really, 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 really dangerous. But the one thing about Trump is an egoist. And he's narcissistic. And those type of people do not have secrets, because they'll bring it to the forefront. And you see, as soon as Trump got into office, not that there wasn't any subliminal stuff going on with racism, but you really see it come to the forefront now. Like, people are just open with it. So that's the other thing. The enemy is already exposing themselves. And see, when you have a tactic, you don't let your left hand know what your right hand is doing. You already know mm-hmm. what these people are about. You know what their area of attack is. So what do? You go into preventive methods and survival mode, and you do what you have to do to survive within the chaos, because that's exactly what this is, a bunch of chaos.
Definitely. Chaos to the 23rd percent. Well, I say 23rd percent. I'm going to say like 123rd percent, but you know.
I mean,
but yeah, like, crazy.
We got to know it's crazy. You got Kanye West talking about he want to be president in 2020. All these different memes going around with Kanye West wearing a Donald Trump wig. He wants to run for president.
Listen,
that says a lot right there.
This is going to tell you how I feel about Trump. I'd rather see Kanye West in office than Donald Trump.
Oh, my.
And I don't ever want to see Kanye West in office. But I'd rather see Kanye say he wants to run the freaking country and actually win than to have Donald Trump be our next president-elect. That's bogus, man. That's bogus.
He now has something underneath his belt because he is in a mental institution. So, I mean, he's running hand in hand with a lot of people, and it shows you how unstable emotionally people are and how certain things affect people and how it goes underneath the radar, because you feel like when you achieve a certain status that the things that affect quote-unquote the common people don't have to affect you. And it's nothing like something that hits you or starts to break you down to snap you back into reality that no matter how much money you have, you're still a human being and you're still going to go through things. Some people become so apathetic when they get to a certain level of, I won't even say wealth, because that's not wealth, to a level of riches or money, because wealth doesn't operate that way. Wealth is wisdom, and they learn to build. Rich people go around bragging and they're narcissistic. So, I mean, you know, sitting up in the hospital now, and I feel for him on a certain level, because this is something that goes on in our country and it's taboo. People with mental health illnesses that go under the radar or underdiagnosed or not diagnosed at all. And then, you know, your mental illness can be triggered at any time and anywhere, and then all of a sudden you off the charts, and then they're dragging you away to a medical institution or, you know, to a building for evaluations. And it's really sad, because there's a lot of people out there that are not diagnosed, and this just shows it. Stardom doesn't mean anything.
Not at all. And you know what's even more crazy is people have been seeing this meltdown happening for a long time, but they never stepped in and said, bro, you all right? Do you need some help?
Mm-hmm.
You need somebody to talk to? Like, what's going on? Clearly, this man for a long time now has been having issues. A lot of people say they started after his mother passed away. It could be. Some people don't ever get over the death of a loved one, especially a parent or a child or whatever. So it could have kind of knocked his brain loose, if you will, and now he's in a heap of trouble in terms of his emotional state. And what's sad is that people are making fun of it and not saying, Kanye, what can we do to help you, bro? What can we do to make you better? What can we do to build you up and make sure you get well again? Like, this is not a laughing matter. It's funny because only in the sense that, you know, people tend to, when they look at things from the outside, you always, first you see the comedic relief in it, like, ah, we knew that nigga was crazy. Ah, we knew he was going to have, you know, like you just automatically go there. But when you delve deeper and you realize the man was troubled, it no longer becomes a laughing matter. And now it becomes, damn, how do we miss this? How do we not see this? Like, how and why did we not reach out to him and say, yo, this is what we can do for you as your friends, as your family, as your people, as, you know, as your fans, this is what we can do to make you a better man and make you better. This man got a family now. He has two little ones that he has to be strong for. And the fact that this man is even going through this right now is very, very troubling. And it says a lot about the environment that he's in. It says a lot because he's not the first one to spaz out and have a meltdown. You know, back in the day, Martin Lawrence did the same thing. And everybody laughed at him. Ah, that nigga crazy. Nah, like it was a clip, and I'm mad we can't really play it that Dave Chappelle had, and he was speaking on these things. You know what I'm saying? And he said the same thing, and I'm paraphrasing my bro, but he said to the extent that on the whole Martin situation, like, you know what I'm saying? Y'all talking about he's sick, he's crazy, but nah, it's not him that's sick. It's the environment that he's in that's sick.
Mm-hmm.
It's something that's going on in that environment that's causing these men and some of these women to snap the fuck out. What is that? And do we even want to know what it is? Because that's scary.
Yeah. It is scary. And I think part of it is because when you reach a certain status, you know, certain things you feel like, you know, you're exempt from, or, you know, you don't have to see a therapist because, after all, you have money, or you don't have to see a therapist or go to counseling because you're above that status. And a lot of times, a lot of people go underdiagnosed and people don't approach them because of the status that they put them on, like some kind of deity, because they are this person over here, or they're a star, or they have money, and to approach them and say this, you know, and even people who don't have money, when you approach people and say, well, don't you think that you need to go to counseling? People get offended by that. Like, you're trying to say that something is wrong with them. And, you know, I did counseling for years, and counselors need counselors. It doesn't mean that anyone is crazy. It doesn't mean that there's any less of you. It just means that everybody needs a filter. And I don't think that in our community we have any resolve or any filters. We're just walking around with all of these feelings and all of these unresolved issues and know where to place them. Some of them, the mental illnesses, are genetic. Some of them were brought about, like PTSD, by experiences and things that happen, like anxiety, depression. Those things can be hereditary, but they're also the result of certain things that happen in your life or the way things are handled in your life. And if people don't go and deal with them, they can be a really big monster the older that you get, because it doesn't go away. It may be suppressed for a minute, but it doesn't go away. It gets worse after a while. And Kanye West is just one of those examples of something that's been lying dormant and it became bigger than he was. His ego was huge. And the one thing that is not funny, but it's so ironic, the one thing that brought him to where he was is him. And the one thing that took him down from where he was also himself.
Damn, that's deep.
Yep. We have to do better in our community. You know, men are taught that you suppress your feelings, that you're supposed to be this way, that you're supposed to be that way. I personally think that he didn't grieve properly for his mother. Sometimes the stages of grief take years. Sometimes you never get over it. And if you don't process grief the right way, it can become a really big issue. And
right.
It is nothing like a real situation to bring you to your knees and humble you and let you know that you didn't get here on your own, nor are you better than anybody else because you're here. And although I think that people have some issues that need to be addressed, I also believe that people are being humbled in this season because they have forgotten where they came from. They've forgotten that they are human beings, and they condescend other people because they're not on that level. And then you have to deal with real level situations. So then who are you? Because your money can't buy you back a mindset, or it can't buy you back your sanity. It can't buy you back any of those things that are priceless. So I really think that that's the season that the nation is in too, being humbled.
True. Very true.
I feel sad. I mean, he's not one of my favorite personalities because I don't know him, so I'll just say personalities, but I feel sad for him. I really do. When you're lost like that and you don't have he lost his grounding because he started to be bigger than himself. And when you're not grounded, you can lose your mind. You can be crazy.
Very true. Very true. And it's just crazy to me, like I said, that people haven't reacted better to the situation, but that's just how it is, you know, people are really weird. It's just weird to me, so I don't know. I don't know, but yeah, so
the nation is in mourning. It really is. It's in mourning. There's a lot of grief out there. There have been so many murders and killings and senseless deaths, just like, I mean, what happened in Tennessee. And not just that it's around the holidays, but children, I mean, in a bus accident, and parents have to go on and process this. And this is exactly what I'm talking about. There is no resolution. People are just walking around feeling things, and they're just walking around in conflict with themselves about how to feel about things. But there's no resolution because nobody ever seeks the answer. All they do is walk around with the problem, fighting the problem, but never really seeking the solution to the problem, you know. And that's another thing. This is a really, really hard season. That broke my heart with those kids when the bus crashed and those five children died. That broke my heart because all I could do was think that they're almost in the same age as my children, and I can't imagine a parent having to come and find out or identify a body and it's your child. That's a pain that I wouldn't wish on anybody. Nope.
I am not sure. All I gotta say is that dude that was driving that bus need to go straight to hell with gasoline draws on. Allegedly, and I say allegedly because they haven't really heard the black box yet. They haven't really listened to it. They haven't released any audio from it. But allegedly, this man could be heard saying to the children before he crashes into this phone pole and then again into this tree, "Are you ready to die?" Who says that to children?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you have to be the most absolute douchebag to even think about hurting or doing anything to children. And the fact that this man was acting like, you know, like he ain't got not one scratch on him, but five babies lost their life. Like, I do not understand this whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look at that bus, it looks like a freaking accordion. Like it looked like
yes.
it just it like it just like it the front hit and then the whole middle of it just kind of just crunched in like an accordion. And I can about guarantee you that's where the babies was at that got killed in that space
mm-hmm.
where it was an accordion. And that is like so messed up to me, man. I'm sorry. Them kids range from like 5 years old or six
yeah.
years old to like nine.
Yes. Yeah.
And that's like not like five mothers, and they were all individual children. Five mothers lost their children. And I remember seeing
yeah.
on that one article that the one, the little boy who got killed was his mother's only child.
Wow.
I can't imagine
wow.
losing my,
wow.
my child, but let alone my only child. Like, that has to be absolutely devastating to her.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. And I can't fathom, you know, the idea that this person that did this really thinks it's okay. And then the fact that when you look at his mugshot, he just looks like lost, like whatever, like no life in his eyes, nothing. You know what I'm saying? And I'm saying to myself, if you want to take yourself the fuck out of here, take yourself out this bitch. But don't be trying to take nobody with you, especially nobody's babies. Like, they weren't even your kids.
Yeah.
Like, you were trying to take somebody else's babies up out of here. That is absolutely deplorable. It is disgusting, and I cannot understand for the life of me how this man even got bond. Like, how did you get... I don't give a damn if it was $100,000. 10% of that is $10,000. If somebody put up their house, this man could get out of jail. He shouldn't be able to even walk out of that jail. I'm sorry.
Yep,
under no
this
circumstances.
This is going to be a rough one. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I was discussing that with some people, and some people on a post about this same situation shared the comment that they think that the media is hyping up the fact that he actually said, are you ready to die to the children before they crashed? They're saying that that's hearsay, and they're trying to assassinate his character because his mother said that he was not one to get into trouble, and she feels sorry for him, and, you know, she feels sorry for the families as well. She did put that out there, but she said that her son was not malicious, and he had no malicious intent. So there's some really strong opinions and passionate opinions floating in the media right now regarding that one little phrase that the mother actually said, the mother of one of the girls. She said that it was told to her from one of the children on the bus that he asked them right before the crash, are y'all ready to die?
Mm-hmm.
That's... I wouldn't know where they got it from. I wouldn't even know how or why somebody would make something like that up. But to just hear that and know that there were children on that bus is the most hurtful thing. Hurtful.
Mm-mm-mm.
I can't imagine. Mm-mm. Can't imagine that.
Ridiculous.
Yeah. Yeah. The country's in mourning. You know, it's in mourning. Everything that was supposedly suppressed and subliminal is now coming to the forefront because it has nowhere else to hide. There's nowhere to hide. The intentions of man in general is coming to the forefront. Exactly who people are is coming to the forefront. Where people were hiding behind their money or hiding behind a name or hiding behind a status and a title, there's nowhere to hide anymore. The country is exposed. And Donald Trump becoming president is just a testimony to the exposition that's going out and the way that people are being seen and viewed. Can't do things any longer and hide behind status. Kanye West proved that. You can't have something going on and then just hide behind it any longer. The country is being exposed for exactly what it is. And it's so, so unfortunate that there are innocent lives that are being caught up in the emotional national drive-by, because that's what it is. That's what I see it as, a drive-by. It's so sad and so unfortunate.
I just think it's really, really bad. Like, we're in a point where people in this world are really not caring about others. Like, it's to the point where people are just like, okay, well, that's on you. Like, people just, I mean, like, you would think that people nowadays would be a little bit smarter. How can I say it? You would think they would be a little bit smarter in terms of how things are put out to us. And they would actually pay attention and respond and be a bigger outcry. Like, I mean, these are babies. You know? Like, the people have gotten so used to destruction and death and pain that it's normal. It's normalized.
Yep.
And it's okay now. It's okay to just see someone getting killed on TV. Like, people, you can watch these YouTube videos where people get shot and nobody blinks, nobody screeches, nobody, oh my God, I can't believe he got shot. And if they do, it's like mad delayed reaction.
Right.
It's almost like they can't focus, or like, it's almost like it's their mind is trying to process that they just saw this happen in front of them, you know? But it's sad, man. It's really sad.
It's very sad. We are definitely in those times. People, like you said, are very detached, very desensitized, you know, stuff that, you know, like bullying and stuff like that. People are actually blaming on the victim, but not the person who is perpetrating the crime, which I also think is a sickness. It shows the way perception has changed and the way people have shut their doors to stuff that's happening right outside their door and saying that it's, if it's not in my living room, then it doesn't exist for me. That's really scary. That's a mindset. And that type of mentality is the reason why society as a whole, especially with the minorities, there's a downfall. Because there's no accountability. There's no responsibility. There's no compassion. Compassion just went out the window. Like, you know, if you say, are you a compassionate person, what is that? You know, courting is not even courting anymore. Now, you know, women, you say no to a guy that you really don't want, and you're liable to get shot or killed because he can't handle rejection. Because there again, we don't have anything set in place for people to learn how to deal with their issues and their problems. And then even if there was, would they go and get the help? Or like you said, have they become so used to the pain and the suffering that it's normalized, and to shine light on that would be something that people would buck up against instead of running away from?
All I can say is y'all need to buckle down. Y'all need to pray to whoever it is you pray to. And you need to become armed. I just saw a post on Facebook when they were talking about how there is a surge in firearm sales amongst minorities since Trump got elected.
Mm-hmm.
This is telling you something.
Mm-hmm.
That people feel like that they have there is a need now to protect themselves at all costs. And when that happens, that is a problem. And the state will try to reel it all back in, but it ain't going to be how we want it to be.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't going to be how we want it to be. And that's what saddens me the most, I think, is that we just really have, the majority of us have no idea what's about to happen, nor do they even care what's about to happen. I think that a lot of these things play themselves out for a reason. I think things are no coincidence. And I think, like you said, you know, this whole situation was put in place to help us realize some things. And the sad part is, I think even after this, a lot of people still won't realize things.
Mm-hmm.
The same people who was voting for Trump, even though they know he's a douchebag after how many ever years, or whoever happens to end up being president, or a douchebag for how many ever years, they don't realize, like, people, there are a lot of people these days who just don't give a damn. And they will do all in their power to fuck you up, president or not. And I don't know. Like, I just hope that everything, like I said, plays itself out in a peaceful manner. I hope no wars are started. I hope no racism escalates more than it already has. And I'm with everybody else. Like, I didn't even give a damn if you were a Trump supporter. That is your God-given right. That is your right as a citizen of this country, to have your own opinion, to believe what you want to believe, to like who you want to like, vote who you want to vote for.
Mm-hmm.
But I think when it gets to the point where some of these people who are in your face smiling as a minority, as a person of color, you going to work every day and they telling you, oh yeah, I understand, you know, I feel so sorry for that kid that got shot by the police, and I'm with Black Lives Matter. And I understand how all of this goes down. But then on November this 8th, they went and voted for Trump. Those are what we like to call closet Trump supporters.
Mm-hmm.
And those people are the ones that I despise, because you're not being honest. And you know, you could, if you want to be a racist, again, that's your God-given right. You want to be a racist? That's your American right even. Freedom of speech. Freedom to think how you want to think. But at the end of the day, I'd rather you be an upfront racist. Don't be a closet racist with me. You know what I'm saying? I want to know who I'm dealing with. So if you're a racist, just say that. And let me just leave you the hell alone altogether. We ain't even got to communicate. But I don't like that whole, oh no, I'm with you. But then behind closed doors, you're like, yeah, I'm really a Trump supporter. Forget all them Negroes. I don't care nothing about those niggers. I just wanted to let them make them think I did. What kind of crap?
Mm-hmm.
Man, listen. It's just, all this time has gone by, and all I can think about is, you know, I wanted life in this country. I wanted a resurgence of, you know, the Clinton administration. And I'm not saying that Hillary would have gave us that, because we don't really know. But I think we would have come damn close. And I say that because she was married to the man who made that possible the first go round. You know, I really believe that he would have really guided her and helped her a lot. And that would have made her a better president. Just from that aspect alone. But it's all good. You know, like you said, America is going through some ish because they got to go through it You know what I'm saying? Nothing makes pressure. Nothing makes diamonds but pressure. So, you know, at the end of the day, either we going to shine or we going to go back into the ground and we going to hide. It's just up to us how we do it, when we do it, and when we going to make it happen. Because, you know, we can't just keep allowing these politicians and these people who want to be politicians, because some of these people ain't even politicians. We got to stop letting these people control us to, like, you know, just letting them do whatever they want to do and then complain about it later. Like, we got to really start, you know, holding them accountable, letting them know this is not okay. Like, it's just not okay. And these laws that are supposed to be for everyone, they really ain't. So y'all got to get it together. Y'all got to work together to empower yourself, to be better, to do better. Just got to do it, man.
Yep. I see more and more how the system is really going to change. I see more and more how I am raising my hand and saying homeschooling for my children. You know, I just read something that said Trump hired a billionaire lobbyist to declare war on public schools. Guess we'll be going back to our roots where we taught our children, and we were the one who passed down the mantle from generation to generation. I see we're going right back to our roots.
You know, people say this all the time, and that just made this connection in my brain while you were talking. But people always say our ancestors died so we could vote. They died so we'd have the option. If no other time in history that we needed to utilize that option was this year. And we failed our ancestors. So now we gotta go through what we gotta go through. That's just real. Like, our ancestors are probably looking at us like, we gave y'all the tools, we gave y'all the we passed the torch to y'all, and y'all failed us. Y'all failed the system. Y'all failed everything. All because we're too unorganized and we're too set. We're people of color are separatists. Down to culture.
Yep.
Like,
yep.
We don't care. Like, it's like, okay, if you ain't a part of my clique or you ain't a part of my immediate circle, F you, man. And it's sad that we think like this. Like, you know what I'm saying? You'll see crowds of Jamaicans hanging with Jamaicans, Puerto Ricans hanging with Puerto Ricans. You'll see Asians hanging with Asians. You'll see, you know, Dominicans hanging with Dominicans. Where's the intermingling? Just amongst ourselves. Like, we're not organized. We're so separate from one another. And that's what they wanted. They wanted us to think that we were all different, that somehow some of us were better than each other. And the reality of it is that we're all the same. And they think of us as all the same. You know what I'm saying? You don't think that when they look at black people and call us porch monkeys, that they're not looking at a Mexican and calling them the same thing?
Yep.
You're a porch monkey. They just call you a grease monkey. It's the same difference. It's a slur, dog.
Yep. Yep.
And y'all don't understand. Y'all think it's a cute little nickname because you a mechanic. No, they calling you a racial slur. Taco Jim. Y'all don't even get that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's so sad. Like, we have come to this point in this world. Like, the media sucks. The people suck. Like, we're so lost as people, as humans. Like, people don't, and I can't wait to do that, to do the spiritual show, so we can really break down people, soul clusters, why we're here, why, you know, what our soul purposes are for being on this earth. Like, most of people on this earth don't even know that.
Nope.
They don't understand that concept. And so because of that, they do these things that are totally against the reason why we're here in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we were put here to love each other. No matter what culture, no matter what color, no matter what creed, we were supposed to be here to love each other. We're supposed to be here to respect each other, to grow as souls and as entities. And what do? We turn around and we slap God in the face by doing this shit like this. Electing somebody like Donald Trump as a president. You know what I'm saying? Not caring enough about our own folks to empower each other. Everybody's so damn jealous. Ah, man, she got that new Ferrari. I'm mad that she got all that money. I'm mad that she got him as a man. I'm mad he got her as a woman. Like, damn, like, focus on your own life and your successes will be your own. You don't have to live vicariously through anyone. You don't have to be jealous of anyone. You know, that's something I ain't never been as jealous of nobody. My entire life, I've never been jealous of anyone. And I can say that with a clear conscience. Like, I have never, because you know what I always thought? Oh, that's nice for her. Well, that's nice for him. And I always thought, if that's something that I wanted, I could obtain that myself. When you feel that way and you're confident, you don't have to be jealous of anyone, because you know that whatever they can do, I can do too. And I might be able to do it better.
That's right. What's for
you
is for you.
Exactly. Like, I'm never going to be jealous of nobody else, son. It ain't even any of my CeeLo. You know, so it's just really sad that we are here in this place. I think that we have a long way to go. I think we are not going to see it happen in this lifetime. Our children may not even see it in their lifetime. Now, their children's children may maybe be able to make some type of change and maybe be able to see the fruits of the labor from the last, you know, 50 generations. You know, but I just think it's really sad. Like, I'm upset that we have to endure this painful situation, because that's what it's going to end up being. It's going to be painful. It's going to be painful to our pockets. It's going to be painful to our spirits. It's going to be painful to our mind. It might be even painful to our body, because if Monsanto become the world's largest grower, we're hit. Our food sources is going to be GMO'd out. Like, we hit.
Well, I definitely see commonality on the rise. I mean, that tsunami that hit overseas, and that earthquake that hit overseas, and you see that the more it hits, the less continental divide we have. That's another shift that's taking place. That's another thing that's going on, where everything in nature is just showing you what's happening. Where things were divided, they're now coming together. They're now being put on the forefront. So in the midst of all these calamities, there's some depth to exactly what the earth is telling you needs to happen, how people need to come together. And now, because of earthquakes and national calamities and stuff like that and things that are taking place, they don't have a choice. You know, I mean, that fault line goes straight from overseas straight through to California. And the next part is to New York. So what does that say? If that was so damaging like that, and they're having all these natural disasters, we're all connected just by one simple fault line. One line. We're one line away from calamity, and where people don't have compassion, you're seeing them have to have compassion or be forced into a compassionate stance because it now affects them.
Very true. Girl. Depressing. So depressing. Well,
yeah, it can be. It really can be. It can take its toll on you. But then you turn things over like a positive pancake and say, but I'm still here. You know, so if I'm here, then that means that I have a purpose. What is my purpose in being here? What position and role do I play in all of the madness that's going on? And you see, like you were talking about purposes, when you learn how to lock into your purpose and lock into the reason that you're here, you start to see that there is hope, that there is something that there is something good that can come out of it. Because if you can reach one person, you've already reached 1,000, because that person is, it's a chain reaction. So that's the positive side to it, that if you're already going through, you know, and you're already at the bottom, there is nowhere else to go but up. So you have to find an alternative. So even when in the midst of all of the negativity, you have to find something, some kind of light. And I think that's where people are right now. You know, they're in conflict, and they're going to start to choose the type of life that they're going to live, irregardless of who is in the White House, who's in their house. They're going to start to see and imagine a type of life that they want to choose to live and what legacy they're going to, and they're being forced to do it. They're being forced to do it by situations that's happening. That may be a bright side, because there ain't nothing like when life forces you or kicks you into purpose and you have no choice but to become something or become aware of it, because it's right in your face.
Exactly. Egg freaking exactly, but I'm just keeping it 100. Me and Jen might end up being in Jamaica somewhere. Hell, we might be in Fiji. I don't know. All I know is that eventually we getting about this joint. Sooner than later, we going to figure this out. I keep praying to the Lord that my dream come true. That's all I'm going to say. And if my dream comes true, I ain't going to see us no more. We going to be out 5,000. I'm just saying. And we're going to be living off the land, eating good, eating fresh, everything.
Yep.
It's too much. It's too much. Like, I just can't, I can't function. I've been trying to, but it's hard, man. Got a lot on my mind, a lot of upcoming major decisions, and this don't help none, you know? It don't help at all. It really don't help. But, yeah, so all I can say is, you know, I ain't got no words for nothing. I'm trying to find them right now, but it's just like, wow. That's all I can say is, wow.
Well, one thing I'm super glad about. Go ahead. Mm-hmm.
We have this forum where we can reach people that we don't even know, who may be feeling the same way that we feel. And just to hear somebody discuss it and talk about it may be a relief, because it's the words that they couldn't speak, or it's the tone that they couldn't set, or it's the audience that they couldn't reach. So that's the good part. And that's what I really love about this podcast and this broadcast, is that we can reach people that we don't even know. And you may be reaching into somebody and tapping somebody's potential, touching somebody, giving somebody hope with just the words that you say, because they say, I can identify, or there's somebody out there that understands me. So many people don't feel understood. They're heard, but they don't feel understood. And I just love this podcast, because it allows you and affords you the opportunity to reach people that you may not ever, ever meet in your life. But somehow you're connected just by the words or the sentiment or the passion or the feelings that you have. So that's why this forum right here, I really enjoy it. I think it's great.
Amen, sister. And on that note, we're about to get up out of here. But before we do, I just want to say, if you want to reach me, you can do so. I don't even know none of my handles right now, because it's like 2 o'clock in the morning and my brain is on frozen. But you can look me up on Facebook. We got a Decipher podcast page, so go ahead and like that page on Facebook. And, you know, on the next show, we're going to give you our emails and whatnot at the end of the show. But we about to get up out of here. So thank you for listening. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for just being here and hearing what we have to say. This is Decipher Podcast. I'm Nunu, and she's... J Nova, and we out.